Though running late, Holt spared a moment when he heard the dragon's roar. Breathing hard, he halted upon the carved servant stairs and craned his neck to look at the beasts. The order hall of the crag dominated the skyline, a spire as sharp as the jagged rock surrounding it, and swirling around the tower as though a flock of birds were the dragons themselves. A flight of pleasure in anticipation for the esteemed visitor expected that afternoon from Rider High Command. Holt grinned. There was a bounce in his step as he continued his journey down the steps and into the town. His coin-laden pouches jingled merrily as he made his way through the streets. Inside those pouches was more money than he had ever possessed. Sadly, it was not for his own spending. He had duties to help prepare for the visiting dragon rider. First on his list was to make payments for the food orders. Tonight there would be a feast, and what a feast it would be. His mouth salivated, imagining it. Whole hogs of sizzling pork and haunches of beef, caramelized brown and dripping with fat. Best of all, there would be a welcoming ceremony for the visitor. All the order would be out for it, and Holt hoped to glimpse the legendary rider for himself, if he got through all his chores in time, that was. His father had promised as much. These happy thoughts brought Holt to the butcher's shop door in high spirits, so much so that he almost ran into a customer. Holt stopped himself at the last moment, stumbling sideways. Holt fought to steady himself and fell against the shop window. Inside, the butcher was nowhere to be seen, perhaps in the back room.
"Watch yourself," the customer said, barging past.
Sorry,
Holt stammered, breathless. He saw now that his near collision had been with the town's blacksmith, a bald, thick-set man with arms of corded muscle.
"Good morning, Mr. Smith," Holt said.
"A good morning," Mr. Smith blustered. "I think not."
He snorted in irritation and threw a glance back inside the butcher's shop. Thinking Mr. Smith must have suffered some wrong, Holt looked to the basket the smith held. Inside lay loosely wrapped cuts of rump beef. The portion seemed terribly small for such a large man. Mr. Smith noticed his lingering stare.
"Not much, is it?" he said. "Mr. Grocer said he might spare some cabbages, but made no promises. What would you do with them?"
he added, thrusting the basket under Holt's nose. Holt inspected the meagre cuts.
They would go further in a stew.
But he trailed off. He doubted the man had time for slow cooking. And if the grocer was running thin on supplies as well, then it would be a poor stew at that.
"Hardly living up to your namesake, Master Cook," the blacksmith remarked,
biting on Holt's surname and designated profession. Holt backed away, and the coin pouches clinked at his waist. The blacksmith narrowed his eyes at the money bags and shook his head.
"It's not enough that I have to sell my wares to riders at cost, but they have to take a chunk of our taxes and buy up all the food, too."
"It's a special day," Holt protested.
He was looking forward to the occasion, and the last thing he wanted was some anti-rider drudgery bringing him down.
"For one man," scoffed the smith.
"One man? Lord Silverstrike is a legend."
"And will he sort out the current scourge threat single-handedly?"
The blacksmith's face reddened as though kissed by his forge.
"The king and his men have been doing a fine job. Sometimes I wonder if we even need riders anymore."
Seized by the moment, Holt puffed up his chest.
"We need the riders, and you know it."
The smith's face darkened. Holt's heart hammered. He rarely spoke to someone above his station unless asked a direct question. Never mind shout at them. It just wasn't the done thing. Now he'd really put his foot in it. To Holt's great relief and confusion, the blacksmith started laughing. It was a cruel, cutting sort of laugh.
"I remember feeling that way when I was your age. The years ahead ought to knock that naivety out of you. What do you know of war and the scourge? You haven't even held one of my swords, let alone how to swing one, potboy."